الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله الصلاة حي على الصلاة
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى خصوصا على سيد الرسل وخاتم الأنبياء وعلى آله الأتقياء وأصحابه الأسفياء أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولا تحسبن الذين قتلوا في سبيل الله أمواتا بل أحياء عند ربهم يرزقون فرحين بما آتاهم الله من فضله ويستبشرون بالذين لم يلحقوا بهم من خلفهم ألا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون صدق الله العظيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد في أول كلامنا اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد في أوسط كلامنا اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد في آخر كلامنا أما بعد honorable ulama Respected elders, beloved brothers, fellow youth in Islam, all praise and thanks is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has blessed us with Iman and Islam. And alhamdulillah, all praise and thanks is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has made us in the blessed ummah of Sayyidina Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has detailed the conditions that will occur upon the ummah and in this world in many, many ahadith. And he explained what would happen, the signs before Qiyamah itself, the condition of the barzakh, Jannah, Jahannam, Hisab, and so on. And when you look at these ahadith, one of them stands out, especially in this day and age, is that although the Muslim Ummah has a lot of numbers, but there's two things that are terribly affecting the Ummah, and that is love of this world, and second is the dislike or the hatred for death. So each person, each believer, He will not like that he must be part of those whom Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam describes as not being very good. We want to be described in a good way. That my Nabi said this about me, or my Nabi, he said this about somebody, but I don't want to be in that group. So these two aspects, especially in the ummah at large, it's a very big issue. So we don't want to fall in that category. No true Muslim wants to fall in that category. So what's the way out? How do we come out of being described as these people who are too much involved in the love of this world and hate death? So when you look in Gaza, for example, the people there, they love to give their lives for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no second thought about it. Men, women, children, young, old, they're all ready to give their lives for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They made it clear, and it's known in the rest of the ummah, that no, they said that no, we will sacrifice everything, our lives must go for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That feeling is not in them. How come it's in us that we don't want to give our life for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So how did they reach that condition? It is mentioned that just before all the ahwal that is happening right now in Gaza, there were ulama and there were brothers, they were going masjid to masjid, and they were explaining the fada'il of shahada to the people, to build their minds, build their hearts, and get them ready to give their life for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the general environment is there is that, no, you want to give our life, you can do whatever you want, we're not going anywhere. So the same, we want to bring alive here. That we want to build up love for giving our life for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In that way, the love for the world will start dissipating from our hearts. We will build up love for mood to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After all, in which country isn't the Muslim facing a problem? You look from this country to that country, north, east, south, west, everywhere, everybody got their own problems to deal with. So what's the easiest? Build up your love to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love to meet you. And then when your time is there for you to go to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you'll go in a grand way. We want everything of the best in our lives. We want the best of homes, the best of cars, the best of education, the best of food, the best of everything. Everything must be upgraded and updated. So look at the same now for our akhirat. That no, I want the best form of maut for myself. I want the best form of maut for my family. We all want to meet one another in Jannah in the best way. So let us build that up in our hearts, inshallah. We will go through some of these ahadith. And we build this jazba in our hearts. That I want to give my life for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is mentioned in a hadith of Tirmizi that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said that those who die in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they suffer very little pain. Outwardly it seems that no, there is a lot of suffering and lot of pain. But in reality, what they experience is just like the bite of an ant. Isn't that better than going through a lot of ahwal and lot of hospitalization and lot of treatment and everything and then going from here? What is better? Give your life, just experience a pinprick and you met Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now remember, just like how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses the bounties of deen to those whom He loves. He gives the bounty of Quran, He makes a hafiz whom He wants, whom He loves. He selects who He wants to give the Quran to. Not everybody becomes the hafiz of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala selects. Not everybody gets the knowledge of deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala selects. Not everybody gets the bounties of deen. If we want the bounties of deen, we will have to put ourselves forward and say, Ya Allah, this is such a great bounty that giving my life for you, I have to show myself and show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I'm worthy of it, then it will come. We have to put our head down and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again and again and again. Ask Him with true conviction and longing and desire that I want to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the best way by giving my life for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Ka'b bin Malik radiallahu anhu, in a hadith of Tirmizi, he reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that the arwah of the shuhada, the souls of the martyrs, they go about relishing the fruits of Jannah like the birds. They're already drinking in the streams of Jannah, they're already eating of the fruit of Jannah. The rest of humanity, to understand the great difference between a normal person and a shaheed, a normal person will have to go through the ahwal of the qabr. You will have to go through the questioning. You will be raised. You will have to answer in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then it will either be decided whether he is successful or unsuccessful. Then only after that you will gain entry into Jannah. And then only you will be able to relish of the bounties of Jannah. But the shaheed, the moment his ruh comes out of his body, it's already relishing in Jannah. The rest of humanity will come so many years and years and years after him, if that person is a successful person. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is reported in a hadith of Sahih Bukhari and Sahih Muslim. This was the jazba in the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So he had the jazba and desire. So the jazba and desire must be within me also. This is reported by Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, that I swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I take a oath in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that I wish I would fight for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Go out in the path of jihad and get martyred. Become shaheed. Thumma uhya, thumma uqtal. Thumma uhya, thumma uqtal. Thumma uhya, thumma uqtal. Then I'm given life and I'm martyred again. And I'm given life and I'm martyred again. And I'm given life and I'm martyred again. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's jazba. Again and again and again he wanted to give his life. It is reported in some riwayat that all the people will enter Jannah and they won't regret anything except for the shaheed. He will want to come back to this world 10 times just to be martyred again and again and again and again, only out of the honor that he will be getting in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is mentioned by Sayyidina Samura bin Jundub radiallahu anhu arda. He narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, he saw a dream or he was inspired. He said, I saw two men that had come to me and they took me up to a tree in Jannah and then into an abode, a dwelling, a house, which was the best I have ever seen. And they informed me that it was the dwelling of the shuhada. This is the houses of the martyrs. So those who have passed on in before us, so many hundreds and thousands have given their lives already willingly for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us ask ourselves, when is my turn coming? Why the jazba is not within me? That I want to also give my life for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To give one's life as a martyr, to die as a martyr in Islam, is one of the greatest honors. Then the rewards that are granted to ash-shuhada are sublime and much, much superior to the rewards for performing any other form or any other nafal ibadah or act of worship. So we find, when you look through the Islamic literature, the books on history, and you look through the lives of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, you'll find this outstanding quality within them, that they wanted to die as a martyr. It was a dream of so many righteous and pious people, that they wanted the highest of ranks in Jannah. Now, the thing is that the battlefields are scattered around the world. Maybe we are near some of them, we are far from some of them. It's not at everybody's doorstep. But the Muslim Ummah is around the whole world. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasn't deprived us of getting this bounty, even though we might be far from a certain battlefield. This is reported in a hadith where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in Sahih Muslim, "Man sa'ala Allah ash-shahada bi sidqin." A person who asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for shahadat, but the condition is bi sidqin. He must be true and honest with himself, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. "Ballagha Allah manazil ash-shuhada." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take that person to the ranks of the shuhada. "Wa in mata ala firashi," even though he dies on his bed. So a person can die in his home. He can get the rank of a shaheed, but the condition is what? He must ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for such a superior reward just by asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give it to him. But the only thing, he must be true in his asking. So those who are getting this bounty, what is their darja in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened it up to Muslims around the world, we can also become shuhada. The person who dies of a plague, the person who dies of a stomach illness, the person who dies in a fire, person who drowns, person who a building falls on a person who dies in an accident. These are all shuhada. They are deserving of shuhada and martyrdom. And dying in this type of calamity, this is very noble in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kept this door open for the women also. It's not that only the men can desire shahada, the women can also desire shahada. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give it to them too. So it is mentioned in the hadith of Musnad Ahmad that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said that the person who is killed in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is shaheed. The person who dies in a plague is a shaheed. A woman who dies due to pregnancy and a woman who dies during delivery, her baby will drag her into Jannah by the umbilical cord. They are also shuhada. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept the door open for them. Similarly, if you were to die defending your family from an attacker, defending your wealth from a robber, defending yourself from an assailant, this person is also counted as a shaheed. Shaheed is mentioned in Sahih Muslim, in Tirmizi, Abu Dawud, and so on. So just like how a person lives is the way he will die. If we live in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, desiring the shahada, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give it to us. Person, if he lives his life in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, engrossed in the love of this world, hatred for death, this kind of bounty is not going to come to him. Person desires the best of this world, let us desire the best of akhirat for ourselves and our family also. Then there are certain people, maybe they feel that no, this kind of to go through the difficulty of fighting in the battlefield, or even the delivery of the child is too much to bear, and so on. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has made it even easier. Person who will recite morning and evening, "A'udhu billahi as-sami'il 'alim minash shaitani rajim" thrice, and the last few verses of Surah Hashr that contain the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that person dies during that day or dies during that night, then that person is a shaheed, is also reported in Tirmizi. So let us build this practice. Say that from now, I will recite this morning and evening, inshallah. Let us say, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us himmat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us courage. We build up this jazbah in our hearts. Don't read it just for the reward. Read for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us double reward. Build up this jazbah in our hearts and tell ourselves that what is this life worth living if we can't give it to the one who gave it to us. Let us be sincere to ourselves that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given it to me. He has given me wealth that I part with. People give sadaqah, alhamdulillah. People give different forms of things they have for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the most precious things, a person's life. Get ready, say, no, I want to give this also for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The muazzin is also given the status of a shaheed on the day of Qiyamah, is reported in Tabarani. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all, inshaAllah, with this himmat and this jazbah, that we will live nobly. We will build up the jazbah, that how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had the jazbah in his heart, that he wanted to go as a shaheed. I also want to go as a shaheed. I will follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in my desire and my love also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all with tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Say Jazakumullah khairan to Mufti Abdullah Mullah Sahib for this most valuable, most precious advices that impacts very, very deeply in the way we conduct ourselves in this life, and very importantly, test of the life hereafter. The many shuhada in the ummah at present in Gaza, in Syria, in Iraq, many other parts of the world, we beg Allah Ta'ala to grant qabuliyat, and through their blessings and sacrifice, Allah's mercy spreads into the entire ummah, inshallah. Mufti Abdullah Mullah is an ustad at Darul Ulum Azadwal. He's out in Jamaat with his students' Jamaat, very valuable Jamaat. May Allah reward them abundantly, inshallah. Once again, an appeal, inshallah, that we open up our hearts, donate as generously as possible, inshallah, this great honor of showing our love and dedication to Allah Ta'ala. Let us just fathom this, that we have the honor of contributing to the maintenance, upkeep of the house of Allah Ta'ala, the learning and teaching of deen, the madrasa. Let us, inshallah, make this investment whose rewards we will reap for eternity in the hereafter, provided we do it with ikhlas and sincerity, inshallah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'ala s-salah. Hayya 'ala s-salah. Hayya 'ala al-falah. Hayya 'ala al-falah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الذي نور قلوبنا بنور الإيمان والدعوة والتبليغ أحمده تعالى وأشكره على ما أنعم علينا بالتوفيق لعقد هذه الجمعة أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله المأمور بالدعوة والتبليغ صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم الذين هاجروا في أنحاء العالم للدعوة والتبليغ أما بعد فيا معشر المسلمين أوصيكم ونفسي أولا بتقوى الله جل وعلا وطاعته والتمسك بالسنة المطهرة واتباعها عباد الله نحن بحمد الله وفضله تعالى أمة محمد خاتم النبيين صلى الله عليه وسلم أمة يهدون بالحق وبه يعدلون أمة أخرجت للناس أمة يدعون إلى الخير ويأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر يا أمة الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم إن طبيعة هذا الدين واضحة لا تحتمل التلبيس فطبيعة هذه الأمة كيف تحتمل التلبيس ولكن يا معشر الشباب علماء اليهود وولاة المشركين يحسدون الإسلام هم يحاولون تغيير طبيعة الدين وتحقير الشعائر الإسلامية يريدون ليطفئوا نور الله بأفواههم والله متم نوره ولو كره الكافرون والله سبحانه وتعالى كما وعدنا من مكرهم نبه أيضا عن حلة عن حلة وهو الأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر معا لأنهما من أسباب النصر من الله تعالى والتمكين في الأرض حيث وعد الله ذلك في قوله ولينصرن الله من ينصره إن الله لقوي عزيز أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد فإني أوصيكم بتقوى الله والمواظبة على ذكر الله ألا خير الكلام كلام الله وأحسن الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار من أطاع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعص الله ورسوله فقد هوى ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف ما أمطر شآبيب رضوانك على السابقين الأولين من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين تبعوهم بإحسان خصوصا على الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين أبي بكر الصديق صاحب رسول الله في الغار رضي الله تعالى عنه وعمر الفاروق قامعي أساس الكفار رضي الله تعالى عنه وعثمان ذي النورين كامل الحياء والوقار رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلي المرتضى أسد الله الجبار رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى سيدي شباب أهل الجنة أبي محمد الحسن وأبي عبد الله الحسين رضي الله تعالى عنهما وعلى أمهما سيدة النساء فاطمة الزهراء رضي الله تعالى عنها وعلى عمه المكرمين بين الناس أبي عمارة الحمزة وأبي الفضل العباس أولئك حزب الله ألا إن حزب الله هم المفلحون اللهم ارض عنهم وعن الصحابة أجمعين خصوصا عن معاوية وعن بنات النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الطاهرات زينب ورقية وأم كلثوم وفاطمة وعن أزواجه خصوصا عن خديجة وعائشة وحفصة اللهم أيد الإسلام وأنصاره وأذل الشرك وشراره اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم واخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تجعلنا منهم عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله العلي العظيم يذكركم ودعوه يستجب لكم واسألوه من فضله يعطكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون لدى سريت الصفوف إن شاء الله is still place in the masjid. Brothers can still come forward, inshallah. That's on my left, your right. There is place in the masjid still. Jazakumullahu khairan.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'ala as-salah, hayya 'ala as-salah, hayya 'ala al-falah, hayya 'ala al-falah. Qad qamat as-salah, qad qamat as-salah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah.
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا رب لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك ولعظيم سلطانك اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد بعدد كل ذرة ألف مرة يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اللهم اصلح لنا شأننا كله ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى ربي ارحمهم وانت ربي أهل صغيرا اللهم إني أسألك الصحة والعفة والأمانة وحسنة خلق الرضا بالقدر اللهم لك الحمد والشكر ولك المنة فضلا اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى من أيد الظالمين اللهم عليك بأعداء الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم عليك باليهود الغاصبين اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين